groups.
And the post-race party with great food and drinks.
Riggs Beer Company, Casa Del Mar, Red Bicycle Ice Cream, Einstein Brothers Bagels, and Subway at the Pines. All involved in that.
Plus, the award ceremony will take place right at the Pine Shopping Center. Get registered today. Online registration closes on July 15th.
Learn more at mileatthepines.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana. Your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
The NATO summit is getting underway. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Today, we will recommit to investing more in our defense and sharing the burden more fairly.
NATO leader Jens Stoltenberg's words, music to President Trump's ears. Fox's Simon Owens there, live in Brussels.
Dave, President Trump pressing European allies here to spend more on their own defense.
They're delinquent, as far as I'm concerned, because the United States has had to pay for them.
He says his predecessors didn't understand the problem.
This has gone on for decades, by the way. This has gone on for many presidents, but no other president brought it up like I bring it up.
The president expected to meet on the sidelines of the summit with French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Dave?
Simon, Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh goes back to Capitol Hill today to meet with more senators. Republicans have been praising him, but Democrats say he's an extremist and are trying to block his confirmation. Downtown Sun Prairie, Wisconsin is a charred mess after a deadly fire. Fox's Jeff Manasso has more on this live.
Dave, a contractor struck a natural gas line last night northeast of Madison, sparking a massive explosion that destroyed and damaged businesses and scattered charred vehicles and debris for blocks. One firefighter killed, five others responders, and several civilians hurt.
Right now, it is not safe for people to come back to their homes. We're still keeping that half-mile perimeter. That's going to continue until we are able to make a determination that we can decrease that perimeter and we can get people to their homes.
That's Police Lieutenant Kevin Konopacki. Nearby structures have been cleared. The Red Cross and state investigators remain on scene. Dave.
Jeff, the day after the last of the boys and their soccer coach are rescued from that cave in Thailand, this picture and video out showing them recuperating in masks, waving. The hospital director says they're all well, but may need to be there 7 to 10 more days. Fox News, fair and balanced.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com. Because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Summer sales event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2018 EcoSport. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
Lisa Page was supposed to go to Capitol Hill today to comply with a subpoena to talk to Congress about all the infamous anti-Trump, pro-Hillary text messages she exchanged with a top investigator in the Clinton email and Trump campaign probes.
Former FBI attorney Lisa Page was to meet with House Judiciary and Oversight Committee members Wednesday behind closed doors. Her lawyer says both panels ignored requests to explain the investigation and give her time to prepare. But the chair of the House Judiciary Committee says Page has known about it for months and not appearing is unacceptable. Page and FBI agent Peter Strzok are supposed to be interviewed about alleged bias at the Justice Department. The two had sent each other disparaging texts about then-candidate Donald Trump during the last presidential campaign. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Peter Strzok is supposed to testify publicly tomorrow. A twice-convicted killer may get his death wish tonight. Scott Dozier is supposed to be executed in Nevada, but a drug company could block that, upset about its product being used in the lethal injection. Eight men on death row in Alabama are now wanting to be gassed instead of injected.
In March, Governor Ivey signed a bill approving nitrogen gas as an alternate means of execution. The eight have now all signed forms requesting that method instead, meaning they cannot now be lethally injected. Experts say nitrogen hypoxia, as it's known, should be quicker than other execution methods and virtually painless. But it may be years before the state is ready to execute with nitrogen. No state has done it yet. They have not written a protocol. And because it's untested, there will likely be several legal challenges before it's actually carried out. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
There's news out on inflation showing it rose 0.3% on the wholesale level last month. On Wall Street, fresh worry about China trade dispute as Dow futures down more than 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A milestone for a clean energy program, Solar Urbana-Champaign 3.0, has reached its first program goal of 50 kilowatts of solar energy provided. WCIA says that kicks off a price break for anyone who signs up for solar power through the program. The deadline to sign up and get discounts is September 30th. The University of Illinois has pledged up to $25 million over the next decade to support operations at the new Carl Illinois College of Medicine. The News Gazette says the college has been bringing in donations more slowly than expected. The medical school also is hiring a chief advancement officer to work on fundraising efforts. Governor Bruce Rauner has signed a bill into law aimed at easing a teacher's shortage. It makes it easier for qualified teachers to become certified to teach. The law allows reciprocity for comparable out-of-state licenses. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good. We've got a high of 87 expected, 62 with clear conditions tonight. Thursday's high at 88, down to 64, 91 on Friday, 92. Saturday, plenty of sunshine, partly cloudy in the evening. By Sunday, we've got a chance of some showers and a high 90. Right now, we're at 72. ESPN 93.5.
Into our 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk a little bit about giving up alcohol for a month.
Why would you do that?
Well, we're going to ask addiction specialist Michael Moulton that, but apparently Dry July Challenge is out there.
I've already failed. I was on vacation last
night. I mean, that's all right. I mean, it's, I'm probably as big of a prude as they come. I'm not anti-drink at all. I just don't much. I don't mind a glass of wine every now and then if I'm at home. I'm paranoid about drinking and driving. So I won't even toast at a wedding. I mean, that's how paranoid. Anyway, I think excessive is really bad and can be very dangerous. But, if you want to have something and you're an adult, good for you. I don't drive and, you know. So let's get to the bottom of this. The dangers of excessive alcohol consumption are well publicized and widely acknowledged across Australia. Waking up the morning after a heavy drinking session is often accompanied by debilitating symptoms like a pounding headache. It's called a hangover. Addiction specialist Michael Moulton, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Dry July challenge, giving up booze for a month can lead to significant weight loss, glowing skin, better sleep, and less liver fat. What? I mean, people that...
Dang it, I need all that.
No. People that like...
And a thicker wallet.
That's true. But I mean, while we were getting you on, Michael, I'm not anti-drink. I just don't do it much, and I don't think excessive is any good at all. I hear wine can be good for you. I'm sometimes confused at the different studies. So what's the purpose of Dry July Challenge?
Well, this is actually new to me. When this topic was brought up to me, and I'm touring across the radio world this morning, and Dry July is a yearly fundraising initiative to raise money for people affected by cancer. And it was started in Australia and moved to New Zealand as a month to dry out for a month. And the funds that we save from drinking alcohol, we could use to donate to raise money for cancer is the way that is my research on it. But the great thing about it is, the short-term rewards are just better sleep, no hangovers, you know, which results into feeling better, making better decisions, and hopefully people can get to know themselves a little better. And you also probably get to realize if you have a real problem.
Well, tell me about that. You're an addiction specialist, and you work where?
I'm in Dallas, Texas. We have I'm the host of M2 The Rock Radio in Dallas, and we talk about drug addiction, alcoholism, hurts, habits, and hang-ups, and we provide solutions to this epidemic.
And what's your background? Do you have a background in this?
I have been in active addiction my entire life. I've been arrested over 27 times. I've lost businesses. I've gone bankrupt. I became the man underneath the bridge. I became the guy that I never thought that I would be. I became that guy that I thought that I would never be. This disease has stripped me of everything. Now I give it back, and it's given me everything. My life is like a country song played backwards. I got the dog back, the house back, the car back.
Wow, that's amazing.
As a result of living dry.
What was there a moment, Michael, a moment? And maybe they say rock bottom. Is that true?
That is correct. There was a moment. That's the name of our show, The Rock. And I realized that the rock at the bottom, all the times that I hit rock bottom, was God. And I realized that, I hung out with the rock at the bottom and got to know myself better. And, you know, we have a disease that has to be self-diagnosed. And that's what's so frustrating about the disease and the people around us, is because no one can help us until I say I have a problem and I admit I have a problem. I'm willing to go to any length for the solution to get, you know, to get well. You know, I don't look at dry July. I do one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as simple as that sounds. The great thing about sobriety, that may sound like an effort. It may sound like a battle. But when we're truly living in recovery and living life on life's terms and having a spiritual connection, we live happy, joyous, and free, and we have a content life.
Mm. Are you ever tempted?
I'm not. The reason why I'm not tempted is because I stay on the beam. I surround myself with people in recovery. I do stuff like this. I give back. I stay in solution. I'm trusting God. I keep my house clean, my internal house clean.
Mm-hmm.
I give back and help others. I have to stay out of self. I have a disease that tells me I don't have a disease. I have a disease that speaks to me in my own voice, saying that this is okay. That's something that I don't struggle with today. It can come back and as soon as I get disconnected, it'll start raising its head. It's like a slithering snake.
Very moving, emotional story. Michael Mothan, you're touching people. God bless you for doing all that. Now, we have a campus here, University of Illinois, where it's widely known that we have incredible binge drinking, mm-hmm. where people drink themselves to where they can't remember and they pass out. Do you understand why that happens?
I do. And I say that confidently because I share my own personal experience. You know, in recovery, we use I statements, and that's what's so inviting to the people is that as an addict, if I hear someone say you, it comes across as blaming to me. So my personal experience is I would drink to black out because I was uncomfortable. I was uncomfortable with the way I felt. Alcohol became a god to me. It became, god of my understanding. When I was uncomfortable, I was uncomfortable. When I was comfortable, I was uncomfortable. So I would self-medicate with alcohol and drugs to try to balance, be level in life where, you know, over time it catches up. And I'm living a delusional life and running from all the guilt and shame and lies that have finally caught up with me. It's sad to... This is real. This is very real of what's happening, and it's sad because this disease is, like I said before, it's cunning, it's baffling, it's very powerful. But here's the scary thing, guys. It's very patient, extremely patient, and it slithers around like a snake. So.
Wow. Michael, how do people find you, maybe listen to your show online or connect with you on social media? What's your stuff?
Thank you very much. It's you can go to our website. It's M2, the letter M, the number 2, therock.com. It's M2therock.com. We're on 7 days a week. We're on every night from 7 to 8 on Facebook Live. So you can go to our Facebook Live page through our website. It's M2 The Rock Radio. on Facebook, and we're on iHeartRadio here in Dallas and across the country. And we're on 7 days a week, just giving back. We got great guests on the show, celebrities. We got people. Great thing is, guys, we got people who are not alcoholic fanatics that come on as guests that are supporting to remove the stigma.
Yeah.
I'll end with this. We're not bad people trying to get good. I want everybody to understand that. We're not bad people trying to get good. We're sick people trying to get well.
That's
what it boils down to.
Blessings. You've done a great job, Michael. Very inspiring. Thank you for your minutes. Great chatting. Hope we can chat again.
Absolutely. God bless you.
God bless you, too. 815. That's a guy that's been to the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. ESPN 93.5. You can always re-listen to stuff on our podcast. Just go to ESPNCU.com. This will be up later today.
That's right.
Check your sports headlines next. If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Burwash and Savoy, online, drive. Champaign.com.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Well, we got a lot of people that self-medicate here in Champaign-Urbana, and probably, frankly, all communities. When the binge drinking is such a known entity, where the goal is to pass out, the goal is to get so blistered that you don't remember anything.
Well, it relieves stress, according to these students and folks at work. And
I think a glass of beer or wine or whatever, that can relieve stress.
Mm-hmm.
But passing out is got all kinds of iceberg things, like there's a lot going on to somebody whose goal is to get that messed up. Let's check your sports headlines.
St. Louis Cardinals win 14-2 over the Chicago White Sox. So I wanted to get our Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and in Chicago last night, the Cardinals scored early, and they scored often. Two in the third, one in the fourth, one in the fifth, seven in the sixth inning, including a Dexter Fowler grand slam. From the stretch, Santiago pitches. Fowler hits a high fly ball. That's deep to left center field. To the track, the wall, it's gone! A grand slam for Dexter Fowler.
Two in the eighth on a Colton Wong home run, part of his four-hit night.
Here's a drive hit to deep right center field for Wong, and it's a gunner. A four-hit game for Wong.
And one in the ninth inning. Add them up, Ricky. A 4-2 Miles Michaelis Cardinal win.
And really a complete game for the Cardinals in all facets. They played well defensively. Colton Wong made a number of good plays. He had a four-hit night as well. The Cardinals pounded out 16 hits on 14 runs. That's the most runs they've scored all year. And Miles Michaelis picked up victory number 10.
And he's going to the All-Star game next Tuesday. The Cardinals will go with Luke Weaver and a chance to make this a 6-3 road trip with a win in Chicago tonight. We're on the air at 6:15 from the South Side.
Speaking of that All-Star game, I think Matt Carpenter still have a chance to vote for him until 4
day.
O'clock this afternoon.
Today, right. Today so. Till 4 if you want to vote for Matt Carpenter, who played so well in the last month and a half. So hopefully he'll get in.
Mm-hmm. We've got three Cubbies on their way to that All-Star game early next week. 2-0 was the final yesterday over San Francisco. They've got a day game today at 2:45, and they're hoping Chris Bryant is back in the lineup after left shoulder inflammation had him out for about 2.5 weeks. They could use that big bat for the Cubs. Milwaukee beat Miami 8-4 yesterday, making the Cubs 1.5 back at this point. Well, on to the World Cup. We had France over Belgium 1-0. Will it be either Croatia or England in the final round on Sunday?
I think people think it's going to be France and England.
I think so, too.
Croatia, pretty good.
We'll see how it goes later on today. Also playing, actually, soon, I should check on that, former Illini Kevin Anderson against Roger Federer. Some great tennis going on right now. And Serena advances. Also trending in the world of sports in May, 32 NFL owners voted on the overhaul of the national anthem policy. And now the NFL NFL Players Union filing a grievance on their collective bargaining agreement, saying that it infringes on players' rights.
Yeah, I just don't think you can do that. If it's at work, it's a different thing. It's not free speech when you're working at the workplace. You have limits, I think. We'll see what they say. Here's your weather.
Sunshine, high 88, 62 with clear conditions tonight. Tomorrow, 88, 64, 91. Sunshine on Friday, down to 68, 92. Mostly sunny on Saturday. 72 now on ESPN 93.5.
All right, we're going to check your Fox Business Minute. Come back, talk a little while with the Pines. Here on the radio for this July 11, Simon Owen will join me live from London. He's tracking Donald Trump in Brussels for the NATO summit story. We'll touch on that and see what Simon knows this morning live in London. ESPN 93.5, Wednesday, July 11, 7-11, 18, it's 8:20.
The Fox Business Network. Prices at the wholesale level rose last month more than expected. The producer price index rose 0.3% in June over May. The index measures the price of things before they reach you. The increase over a year ago is 3.4%, the largest annual increase since 2011. American Airlines is predicting fuel prices will cut into its profit this year. It's lowering its forecast for growth in the summer quarter. American is also phasing out plastic straws and drink stirrers. It's joining Starbucks, Hyatt Hotels, and McDonald's, who are getting rid of the straws or testing alternatives. And there's a change at the top of Dunkin' Brands, parent company of Dunkin' Donuts. David Hoffman has been named chief executive officer effective immediately. He succeeds Nigel Travis, who's retiring after 9 years as CEO. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-620-5898 now for your free reputation analysis. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-620-5898 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I wanted braces because it would make my smile look better and I would have more confidence to talk to people.
I am a happy person, so I'm always smiling. I noticed over the years that my teeth were shifting, making me feel self-conscious every time I smile.
You can have that great smile and self-confidence you're looking for with orthodontic treatment at Illini Smiles Dental Care and Angel Smiles Dental Center, where they take pride in happy, healthy smiles. Their customized treatments can give you a perfect smile at any age. Whether you're looking for traditional braces or Invisalign, their state-of-the-art technology ensures the most accurate fit for the quickest results. This summer, Illini Smiles Dental Care in Champaign and Angel Smiles Dental Center in Rantoul, they're offering no money down on traditional braces. Both offices do accept the medical card for orthodontic services through the age of 18. Schedule a free consultation today by calling Illini Smiles Dental Care in Champaign at 356-3335 or find them online at IlliniSmilesDental.com or by calling Angel Smiles Dental Center in Rantoul at 892-8868 or find them online at AngelSmilesDentalCenter.com. Illini Smiles Dental Care and Angel Smiles Dental Center, where they're ready to give you your best smile.
ESPN 93.5, it's Mile at the Pines coming up. My goodness, when is Dan Seeley?
What? 11 days,
what?
Stevie.
Is
11,
it really?
11.
11 days?
Yes.
Till July 22?
Yes.
We're happy to tell people how to get involved. There's still time to get signed up for the one-mile race, 9 different categories. Riggs Beer, part of this, too. Riggs Brewery. We got Matt here. We got Jared here. Matt, how are you?
Doing all right, Stevie. How are you?
Tell me about your place.
Well, yeah, Riggs Beer Company out just down the road from here, actually. I could probably throw a Frisbee. Well, not quite.
A couple of drivers, maybe.
It's probably
hit
a
the
mile.
Golf ball.
Yeah, I could run a mile.
There you go.
A mile of the Pines
you
to run down the brewery.
That's right. All right, so what, do you got a bathtub? You stir stuff up? How does this work?
It's a little more complicated than that, but generally speaking, yeah. So first thing we do is grow a whole bunch of grain on our farm here in Champaign County.
Got that going on.
Corn, wheat, and barley, and we use a lot of that to mix into a big tub that's made out of stainless steel.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Not porcelain or anything. Okay.
No, porcelain would be a little bit dangerous.
Jared, jump in. How do you know it's a good beer?
Well, I don't actually work at the brewery, but I have tasted it a lot.
I thought you were both at the brewery.
No.
So, Jared, you're with who?
I'm with Lumen Events.
And tell me what
that
is.
We're going to be pouring the beer alongside Matt. So
you do events and coordinate stuff.
Yeah, we do a lot of event management.
How do you know his beer's any good? You can't serve it if it's no good. Was it good? How do we know
it
that?
It is great. And the stuff we were going to have out there is one seasonal and one regular. Matt, you want to tell them about that?
Yeah, so Jared's bringing, you know, Illinois liquor law, there's these different tiers. The brewery can't go out and just directly.
You got to have all the paper.
And a middle guy, and Jared is a great middle guy.
You can't come do it, but Jared can.
That's right, okay. But I'll be there too, don't worry. It's just legally he's doing it.
I got you. All
right. So we're going to have our Hefeweizen, which is our German-style wheat beer made with Urbana-grown wheat. Hmm. And our current seasonal releasing this Thursday to the market is Citraweizen, which is a take on our Hef, the wheat beer. But then we add a whole bunch of Citra hops, which give the beer a citrus character.
Interesting. I mean, this is fascinating. Wine people are called, sommeliers or something. Is there a beer name like that for when you're a beer connoisseur?
Well, we don't drink beer with our pinky out. So not really.
I gotcha. Matt Riggs and Jared Miller are here. So's Jan Seeley.
Yeah, so that's working with Jared and Matt are two of our new sponsors for this year. So we do have a wonderful post-race event. You know, because the races are run every 10 or 15 minutes apart, when you're done, you want your food. So we have tons of food with working with our sponsor, Meyer. But adding the Riggs beer and Jared, yep, we're able to actually offer every runner of age one beer. And, of course, spectators and fans can also, you know, purchase a beer. But, it's just adding a little bit element of fun with it being a Sunday night event.
Yeah.
It should be, you know, just a really fun time.
All right. So people can still get signed up.
Yeah, so online registration is open, Stevie, until 11:59 on Sunday. That's the 15th.
Okay.
That gets you $20 for your fee.
CU Schools Foundation.
All the money goes to CU Schools. Of course, we spend a lot of it, too, giving everybody really cool stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we're not doing a T-shirt.
Towels.
We're doing these huge beach towels, these big orange beach towels with Mile to Pines on them.
Legit.
We only ordered 400. So so when they're out, they're out. We do have about 80 hats left over from last year.
Okay.
That would go to the next 80. But after registration closes online, then we go to walk-up. And we've got next Thursday and Friday and Saturday at Body and Soul, 4 to 7 Thursday, Friday, 10 to 5 on Friday. And then the last time, of course, would be on Sunday, race day, starting at 4:30.
And so people can sign up a little more.
It's 25. Okay. It goes up $5 for the extra work of having to, now we have to manually enter all of that. But
nine different race categories.
Nine categories. Okay. So
something for everybody.
Yeah. And so usually you sign up by gender and age, unless you're a less competitive runner or walker, then you would do the community mile. You can be either gender, any age. And that right now has the most number of people. And that's just a kind of a fun time for everybody to get out.
It's just a festival fun atmosphere.
Yeah.
You got Matt Riggs and Jared Miller here. They're going to be serving it up. And, again, we want people to come out and be part of the festivities. It's going to be great conditions. We know it's summer, probably a south wind. We're going to get a 4-something, aren't we? 4-minute mile, something, 4:30?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, for sure.
I wonder what the number is going to be. It's going to be low, isn't it?
I think we could dip below 4:30 this year. We've got some local kids who have signed up.
That'll be Matt Riggs, right?
Yeah.
That's incorrect, Stevie.
not to throw a gauntlet down here, but I think we got Josh signed up for doing the community mile. So, Stevie, what are you going to sign up for?
I already smoked him, whatever that was. What was the mud thing I did with him?
Yeah.
Anyway, that was at the Parham's thing.
Right.
That was.
But it's
Crazy
a lot of fun. This is really a different kind of event.
Yeah. So Josh, I don't know if I could beat Josh in a mile. I haven't done that in a while. Oh, don't get me started. Don't be throwing any gauntlet out on me now.
Well, speaking of challenges, because Champaign and Urbana Schools Foundation, they've got the schools kind of competing against each other, huh, Jan?
Yeah, that's right. So Susan Zola, Superintendent of Schools of Champaign, and Don Owen, the same position in Urbana, they have committed a certain donation amount. So it's basically how many faculty and staff from each school district sign up. Whatever school wins, then the other one has to make a donation. And there's also the fastest time run by a faculty or staff member.
Do we have any leader at this point, or do you?
I checked it yesterday, and it was very close. Champaign had like a 2-person advantage over Urbana.
Come on, Tiger.
Come on now. Urbana won last year, so.
Come on, Urbana.
Yeah.
All right, Jared, tell people how to reach your company. How do they find you and what you do?
Folks can find us online at Lumen, www.lumen.events. They can also check us out if anybody wants to see us in person. We just opened a community event space called Arcadia in the Lincoln Square Mall. That's on the south side near Tang Dynasty and right across from Courage Connection. They could also, anyone can reach me at 217-721-9432 if they're interested in having anybody help them plan an event.
All right. And Matt Riggs, your hours of operation at Riggs Beer down the street?
Yeah, we're Thursday and Friday from 3 to 10, and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 10. But we're on draft all over the place in Central Illinois.
You've got it distributed then, huh?
Yeah, from day one, the majority of our beer is wholesale to bars and restaurants.
I still don't understand how you know how to do all this stuff. I just don't get it. How do you learn that, and how do you know?
Well, I went to Germany for 3 years and studied in brewmaster.
Did you really?
I did, yeah.
Oh. Well, then, fine. Yeah, that right changes then. Everything. Brewmaster
right,
school?
Right, so you did that, and your brother Darren did it.
Yeah, my brother went to UC Davis for brewing.
What the heck?
Yeah, it's awesome.
And, of course, your dad, Dennis, at Sydney Dairy Barn.
Well, the entrepreneurial spirit from my dad played a role there as well, I think.
Well, that's right. Probably harvests a lot of your stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. And he actually did earlier this week. The spring barley has been harvested.
Unbelievable. Nice. All right, good to see you, fellows. Thank you, Jan.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us on.
All right, you bet.
MileAtThePines.com.
ESPN 93.5, Fox News, and local news next.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Right now, save with a great deal on Armor All canister wipes and get 2 for only $8. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See program terms on AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store. Items must be purchased on same sales receipt.
News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump at the NATO summit in Belgium complains again our allies do not spend enough on their own defense budgets.
He's also launched a sharp public attack on Germany for its energy dealings with Russia, the president saying Germany is totally controlled by Russia. In response, German Chancellor Angela Merkel saying she experienced the Soviet Union's occupying of East Germany, and that today, Germany makes its own decisions.
Fox's Simon Owen in Brussels. The 12 boys rescued from a flooded cave complex in Thailand have been visited by their parents in the hospital.
We're told that they're going to have to stay in hospital for another 7 to 10 days. But what we have been told is that all of the boys, the coach and the four SEALs, who of course waited inside the cave till the operation was over, are all doing well.
That's Sky News correspondent Siobhan Robbins in Thailand. Fox News. We report, you decide.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The University of Illinois has pledged up to $25 million over the next decade to support operations at the new Carl Illinois College of Medicine. The News Gazette says the college has been bringing in donations more slowly than expected. The medical school also is hiring a chief advancement officer to work on fundraising efforts. 3 years in prison is a sentence for an Urbana man who admitted to his role in the mugging of a man in his home last year. 39-year-old Johannes Moore pleaded guilty in May to aggravated battery for the robbery of a man in Champaign. Another man has been sentenced to 6 years in prison in the case. You might not be ready to buy back-to-school supplies yet, but when you do, you'll probably be spending more than you have in a while. A new report says back-to-school spending will go up by its highest rate in 7 years this year. The retail research firm Consumer Growth Partners says back-to-school sales are expected to go up 5.1% this year. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
All right, let's check your weather. It's nice. It's July, so it's going to get a little warmer here, but fine.
Yeah, high 88, 62 our low tonight with clear conditions. Sunshine and high 88 again tomorrow, down to 64. Up to 91 on Friday as we wrap up the week with the sunny conditions. Mostly sunny Saturday, high 92. Chance of rain comes our way Sunday. Currently 73 on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, we had a really compelling interview. If you missed it in the last half hour, Michael Moulton is a former addict and alcoholic and everything else, but I thought it was 7 minutes of really mesmerizing radio because of his experiences. As he said, I was the guy under the bridge. And we've all seen the guy under the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Extraordinarily sad, but he said he used to self-medicate with alcohol and drugs.
Right.
Because he wanted to get away.
Push down the pain.
Push down the pain. So you're going to have to deal with that pain at some point, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you know, I reference the University of Illinois a lot, and any college campus where we talk about binge drinking. That means somebody goes out and just does nuts volume. And again, it doesn't make any sense. And I try and get logical on something illogical. And the reason they're doing it, and he said, I know exactly why they're doing it. They're doing what I did. That's escaping, self-medicating. tamping down the pain on top of the pain. If that's the case, and that's the reason people want to get, quote, messed up, because it's illogical to get so messed up you don't remember. Thus, if you're violated in any way or harmed in any way, you couldn't testify anyway because you don't remember.
Right.
And so that's why you say, well, wait a minute, what are you thinking? They're not. And that's where I kind of I spin my wheels thinking, well, why would I put logic on something that isn't? And it's not. But there's pain and there's reason behind it all. And it's deep. But the sad part is it's common. I think they're every Friday or Saturday night on campus when the kids are here. I don't know. Hundreds getting messed up out of 45,000 probably. It's a big campus, and there's a lot of issues and a lot of sadness. It's really, really something. It's right here in our town, Champaign-Urbana. All right, at 8:35, let me call London, get Simon Owen on about Brussels and the NATO thing for a minute. That's next.
Honda, just like your favorite baseball team, we're pretty used to this whole winning thing. The all-new 2018 Honda Accord has been named the 2018 North American Car of the Year and named a Car and Driver's 2018 10 Best List a record 32 times. That's a lot of W flags to fly. Baseball fans will appreciate. The Accord was built just like an electrifying second baseman. Quick, agile, and enough power to leave the yard in a hurry. The Accord now comes equipped with available mobile hotspot, and Honda Sensing Safety is now standard on every model. The legendary Accord knows what it takes to stay at the top of its game, and that's by continuing to make the best better each and every year. Experience this game-changing Accord live and in person. Get up and go to your Central Illinois Honda dealers and save big by taking advantage of the year's best offers. Visit CentralILHondaDealers.com today. Car and Driver, January 2018.
Well, we find Simon Owen not in London. He's in Brussels. He's at NATO. He's at the summit. First of all, is England going to beat Croatia today in World Cup?
Right.
Well, you know, that's something that will bring England to a standstill later. And I think most people would say they're simply too nervous to come up with some kind of prediction. But biggest match possibly in my lifetime, I would suspect this is a really, really big deal for England later tonight.
I watched my first World Cup, and Croatia's really, really good. You got to stop number 10. Somebody needs to mark number 10, and I think you'll beat them.
do you want me to pass a message on?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm speaking to you from Brussels, where Belgium was in the other semi-final, which was last night, and I arrived in Brussels just as that was starting, and the streets were eerily quiet. And then you'd go past bars and cafes, and they'd just be jammed with people. You know, this was a huge night for Belgium and soccer fans in Belgium last night, and then they lost in the end. But all European last four at the World Cup.
Okay, NATO summit. The President of the United States has been very critical of our allies because they're not paying enough in as agreed to create the defense system for the 29 countries. Only the USA, UK, Greece, Poland, and Estonia has hit the 2% of GDP mark. So, by rights, the president is correct in complaining. Others say, gosh, that's your ally. You can't treat them like that.
And that's the discussion, I suppose. But certainly the NATO Secretary General is very much on the president's side. He's been calling on European allies to spend more for years now, and he said that it's thanks to President Trump's leadership that the tide has turned in recent years and spending has increased. And you gave that list. I think that's a 2017 list. I've got the new one here, and there's another three countries on there. They're saying eight countries are now meeting the goal, and they all have been given until 2024 to get there. But President Trump said that the new money is not enough and it's not happening quickly enough, and so he's come here. And, you know, he's restating his complaints in the blunt terms that we've started to get used to, I think. You know, he said no other president has brought this up like I've brought it up. But he claims his disruptive approach is working.
Well, it's certainly making other countries, Angela Merkel, very uncomfortable. And certainly he doesn't like that he said, President Trump said Russia controls Germany. That hit a nerve.
Well, Yeah, I mean, that was a very sharp public attack this morning. That the president, he was at a meeting with the NATO Secretary General, and he said he was condemning, really, Germany's decision recently to strike an oil and gas deal with Russia. He said that was inappropriate and sad when we're supposed to be guarding against Russia, was the president's words. And he said Germany is totally controlled by Russia. I don't know if it touched a nerve. Merkel has certainly pushed back. She said that as somebody who grew up in East Germany, she says she remembers what it's like to be totally controlled by the Soviet Union, and that is not the Germany that she recognizes today. But this energy deal is controversial. It's not just President Trump who doesn't like it. NATO isn't happy. Some other European countries have criticized it too. But it's just a very pointed public way of doing things. And we have seen a bit of European pushback ahead of this summit. The other, normally the biggest Donald in Brussels is Donald Tusk, the EU president. And he said ahead of this meeting, he said that the United States essentially should appreciate its friends. He said America does not have and will not have a better ally than Europe. You know, our military, they point to Afghanistan after 9/11. The US was attacked, and many European countries were right by America's side, sending troops to fight and die along with US troops. And so what Tusk said, he said, appreciate your allies. After all, you don't have that many.
All right, we'll continue to track. Make sure you use that Fox expense account. Don't be afraid.
Doesn't go far these days.
Hey, listen, go England. I hope it's England and France. That'd be a dandy.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see, won't we? Check in tomorrow.
Thank you. Simon Owen live in Brussels, Belgium.
Awesome.
841 ESPN 93.5.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology actively invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you. The needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign can help you get to a better state, because he will talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign, 367-1105, and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
It's hot out there, but the AC inside Dublin's is cold, ice cold. Just like their watermelon margarita slushies and their Irish mule slushies. There's also green tea shots and sangria on tap. Speaking of on tap, Dublin's offers 16 different beers on tap with happy hour specials. Everything from Guinness to PBR with locally brewed beers. That's Dublin's at Neil and Hill Street, downtown Champaign.
Yep. 843 ESPN 93.5. Let's check your morning sports headlines. Cubs and Cardinals. Well, Milwaukee just keeps on winning.
Yeah.
Man.
They beat Miami 8-4 yesterday. So the Cubs are 2.5 back. 2-1. 2-0 was the final over the San Francisco Giants. And we've got a day game today. 2:45 first pitch on US 105.9. And we're hoping Chris Bryant is back in the lineup after his left shoulder inflammation. Had him out for 2.5 weeks, actually. St. Louis, big bets, 14-2 over the Chicago White Sox. And we've got your Redbird recap right now.
I'm Ricky Orton. I'm John Rooney. And in Chicago last night, the Cardinals scored early, and they scored often. Two in the third, one in the fourth, one in the fifth, seven in the sixth inning, including a Dexter Fowler grand slam. From the stretch, Santiago pitches. Fowler hits a high fly ball. That's deep to left center field. To the track, the wall. It's gone.
A grand slam for Dexter Fowler.
Two in the eighth on a Colton Wong home run, part of his four-hit night.
Here's a drive hit to deep right center field for Wong, and it's a gunner. A four-hit game for Wong.
And one in the ninth inning. Add them up, Ricky. A 4-2 Miles Michaelis Cardinal win.
And really a complete game for the Cardinals in all facets. They played well defensively. Colton Wong made a number of good plays. He had a four-hit night as well. The Cardinals pounded out 16 hits on 14 runs. That's the most runs they've scored all year. And Miles Michaelis picked up victory number 10.
And he's going to the All-Star game next Tuesday. The Cardinals will go with Luke Weaver and a chance to make this a 6-3 road trip with a win in Chicago tonight. We're on the air at 6:15 from the South Side.
Cardinals' Avisiel Garcia with a hamstring strain. Again, he had issues with that earlier in
the season.
Avisiel Garcia?
White Sox. Or Cardinals. I don't know who that is.
And I have on the Chicago White Sox that Sam Esposito died at the age of 81. He's known for his work on the field for the Chicago White Sox. As far as our Cubs fans go, it's pretty cool that R.J. Cinnamon from Champaign, a third grader at St. Matthews, and Cole Thrasher, fifth grader, Muhammad Seymour, get this pro camp experience as we worked with Welch's Fruit Snacks to have them on the diamond with Javier Baez.
Yeah, they had a great time.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So national anthem policy is still trending as the NFL Players Association union filed this grievance saying that it's inconsistent, collective bargaining agreement, it infringes on the players' rights.
Within the workplace, you can't go to your office today.
I know.
That's their office. That's what I would say to them. But it doesn't make any business sense. If I were a country superstar and sang on stage, and I got up there and said all the F words about Trump, I probably lose CD sales. I would probably lose some sales.
Uh-huh.
Why would I do that? If I'm an artist and Republican and Democrat both like my songs, why would I take a political stand to hurt my sales?
Right.
That's what the NFL's doing. They're down 9%. That's a lot of money in a $10 billion deal.
True.
So why would you hurt yourself by $900 million in sales? It's not the right place.
Players are saying, we've got this platform, we're going to protest. And
well, then you can get fired at your job for working in an inappropriate way. And so it's not a rights thing. Now, after the ball game, you need to go across the street from the stadium and organize.
Mm-hmm.
It's on your own time. It's on the street. Peacefully protest.
Okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I just don't think you have the right at work to do that. And they're at work. And it really makes no business sense to make your customer mad.
In the semifinals of the World Cup, France beat Belgium 1-0. They'll face either Croatia or England. We'll find out later this afternoon.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable how wrapped up. And to a certain degree here in America, of course, we don't have anybody in this because we're not that good, unfortunately. It'd be much more fun if we were actually in it. But the countries that are...
Yeah, we lost to Trinidad in the qualifying
We
rounds.
Have got to do it. I mean, really? The women's are good. What's wrong with the guys? We got to work on that. Put that down in the memo.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. I remember the I consulted Shane Coltra at Country Arbors.
Yes.
And remember the three things I was trying to do?
Spiller, filler. Look how nice that looks.
I texted
Stevie's throwing me a picture
of the front of our home where we have the filler, the spiller, and the thriller.
Yes.
And I sent that to Tex, and he went nice.
They're all thrillers. It looks
really. But I got the spiller. I think that's a potato vine.
Okay. coming over the edge of the fountain.
Hello.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbor's Nursery. Country Arbor's is having our big summer sale. All trees are 20% off, all perennials 10% off, all shrubs 10% off, and annuals are 50% off. It's our best prices of the year, and we still have great inventory. And Country Arbor's offers a tree planting service on all our trees. We do everything and guarantee our work for 5 years. July and August is a great time to plant. Just because you're hot doesn't mean the plants aren't enjoying the sunshine. So stay out of the heat and let us do the work. You can find out more information at countryarbors.com. I'm Shane Colt from Country Arbors Nursery, and have a great day.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Burwash and Savoy, online, drive Champaign. Campaign.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Lieutenant Rich Searles and Skip Frost remember Harley Rutledge.
Harley was a police officer for 21 years, a couple years up in Ranchville, and about 19 for the city of Urbana. While he was at the city of Urbana, he was a patrol officer, field training officer, a state police drug task force inspector, founding member of the Urbana Street Crimes Unit, a patrol sergeant, a detective sergeant, and lastly, a patrol division lieutenant.
And Skip Frost, it was an accident. It was like on a dock, and he fell, and heartbreaking.
It was. It was a shock to all of us, and I know for all his friends, all the law enforcement community that knew him, his wife Mandy and his two children, Hannah and Dylan, it was very much sent shock through the entire community.
He's what you'd want, the kind of guy you'd want to investigate a crime.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
During warm weather, you need your AC to keep you cool. See your local CarX man right now for an air conditioning performance check starting at $29.99. At CarX Tire and Auto, we can handle everything your car needs from maintenance to repair and can get your air conditioning running perfectly just in time for summer. So don't sweat it. See your CarX man for his $29.99 air conditioning performance check. Visit one of our 12 CarX locations in central Illinois, including Champaign and Danville.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Mentioned the Comfort Inn and Suites. I don't think
are we
there's...
out?
Well,
maybe
we,
one?
We had six. And I've got to check RadioRefunds.com.
$120 value going for $20, but you got to use it before August 1st. Yeah. Now, Comfort Inn and Suites is over off I-74 on Lincoln Avenue.
And it's really nice. You just need it now. It's one of those expiration things.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still one there.
Okay. Hot breakfast, pool, yep. Indoor.
$120 room for $20, and I got one left.
Really good stuff.
So we sold six, mm-hmm. five, and one left. Just go to RadioRefunds.com. You'll see all the other great things we have for sale on there as well. If you go to Paxton, there's two restaurants. The most difficult thing is picking which one. You either go to the Harvest Ale. We've got great steaks.
Yeah.
Humble Hog has the pork.
Uh-huh, the
delicious
barbecue.
Barbecue stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you got your choice, $25 gift cards for $12.50.
Both places offer the Paxton Punch, which is delicious.
And I think I do have one more Old Orchard, one, $50 for
$25. Okay.
I've got Arrowhead and Western Bowl, $50 for $25. So anyway, go shopping and save a bunch if you go to these folks maybe you don't go, and maybe you want to try them, and you'll try them for less.
Road trip over to Monticello, Steeple Coffee House is a great stop. And you got the City Girls Yogurt at 5 points in Urbana.
$30 for 15. If you like yogurt, take the fam. Okay, Jeremy Warner Show coming up. Tan Carp this afternoon. It's Wednesday, July 11. Cubs baseball on US 105.9, 2:45 this afternoon. They're on the West Coast. They'll be going to San Diego after the game in
That's
San Francisco.
Right.
Cardinals, again, will be in Chicago on the south side. You want to shoot up there 2 hours, you can get a good seat.
Yeah.
Actually, they're 23,000. White Sox have lost six in a row, and they're definitely one of the worst teams in baseball, and the Cardinals need to win today again. But you can get a good seat.
That's right.
If you'd like, you can go to Chicago South Side and
7:15 start.
Okay. And we'll have that game here again on ESPN 93.5.
And for me, I'm introducing the band when it comes to the Painkillers at Victory Park 1000 East Green Street tonight, every Wednesday night, 6:30 to 8, free popcorn and lemonade.
And Diane has prizes if you come up and talk to her.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, you have a great rest of your day.
Enjoy the day.
It's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. We certainly appreciate you. Thank you so much. We'll be back tomorrow morning between 7 and 9. Here on ESPN 93.5, the Jeremy Warner Show is next. Thank you for tuning in, and have yourself a great Wednesday.
We are the U of I Community Credit Union. We're your neighbors, your friends. You see us at PTO meetings, at football games, and grocery stores. We save up for family vacations. We clip coupons and balance our checkbooks. And because we believe in the power of community, we serve just that, campus and community. And we're passionate about making your financial life a little easier. We do this with great products and services, like great checking options, with cashback member rewards, free checking, and on-the-go banking. So whether you are looking for rewards, cashback, or free options, we have the checking that will best fit your lifestyle. Visit a U of I Credit Union branch today to learn about our checking options and which one is best for you.
Is here, so take a swing at Legends Golf Course, conveniently located in Southwest Champaign across from the new Carl at the Fields. It's a full practice facility with a driving range, a 9-hole executive course. Professional teaching, club sales, and repair are available for your convenience. Sign up with a partner or by yourself for weekly ladies and men's leagues with no long-term commitments. Short on time? Play 9 at the Legends. Visit their website for more information at legendsofchampaign.com.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2929 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2929.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology actively invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you. The needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Right now, save with a great deal on Armor All canister wipes and get 2 for only $8. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See program terms on AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store. Items must be purchased on same sales receipt.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Honda, just like your favorite baseball team, we're pretty used to this whole winning thing. The all-new 2018 Honda Accord has been named the 2018 North American Car of the Year and named to Car and Driver's 2018 10 Best List a record 32 times. That's a lot of W flags to fly. Baseball fans will appreciate. The Accord was built just like an electrifying second baseman. Quick, agile, and enough power to leave the yard in a hurry. The Accord now comes equipped with available mobile hotspot, and Honda Sensing Safety is now standard on every model. The legend
Legendary Accord knows what it takes to stay at the top of its game, and that's by continuing to make the best better each and every year. Experience this game-changing Accord live and in person. Get up and go to your Central Illinois Honda dealers and save big by taking advantage of the year's best offers. Visit CentralIsleHondaDealers.com today. Car and Driver, January 2018.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution and live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lanz from Lanz Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lanz is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Union Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lanz today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us.